Good morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita, and as always, I thank God for you and for what He is doing in your life and in the life of your loved ones. Truly, it is indeed an honor and a privilege to pray with you when you find time to listen. I thank God that we can partner in prayer as we partner together with the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow is not promised. And matter of fact, this afternoon, this evening is not promised. On yesterday, I received a text message, kind of a random text message from the wife of a close friend of mine. And I learned of his passing earlier this week on yesterday. And you might say, well, a male friend. Yes, he was a male friend of mine. We have been friends since college, and if there was such thing as a best guy friend, he would have been it. We remain contact throughout our college years, probably a year or two after college. But you know, as life happens, you begin to go your separate ways, married, kids, you know, careers, so on and so forth. And as I reflect back on that, I'm thankful that about two or three years ago, I ran into him and we had an opportunity to reconnect, change numbers. I met his wife. His wife has come over to my house and he and I talked. Now, we didn't talk all the time because, you know, when you're married, you have to be respectful of that, even though you're friends and it is nothing other than that. You have to, you know, not be buddy-buddy like that. And both spouses knew about the other person. And that's also very important. But his wife had reached out to me yesterday through a text message and to let me know that he had passed earlier this week. So I had an opportunity to call her and speak with her. And he was not suffering from any sickness or anything like that. It was pretty sudden. You know, it was unexpected. And so I say to us all, life is not promised. And one of the things that, as I just kind of dealt with this from yesterday evening, one of the things that blessed me was the fact that, number one, I knew that he loved his wife. I knew that he loved his children. And that is a blessing when your spouse knows that you love them. That doesn't mean that you don't have disagreements. That doesn't mean that you don't get angry with one another, but it means that you choose to love anyway. And another blessing for me, two other blessings. The other blessing for me was that his wife could call. And so I say to you, if you're a married man or a married woman, or if you're thinking about getting married, don't have anything on your phone that, God forbid, if something happens to you and your wife gets access, that it would break her heart even the more, or break his heart even the more. Be mindful of that. And the last thing is, I know that within these last couple of years, we got baptized. Amen. He got baptized. And so I don't know about his personal relationship with God. It's not for me to know. That's between him and the Lord. But I do know that God called him and he answered the call. And as I remember the time and the date, because he told me that he was getting baptized. So I thank God for that. And so this morning we're going to pray and we're going to remember that tomorrow is not promised. Today is not promised. We got to quit thinking that we've got time to get it right. We've got to quit thinking that we can just do whatever we want to do and, you know, and think that it's okay. It's not. We've got to get into a relationship with God. We have to know that we know that we know that we are in Christ. And we got to know that those people closest to us know that we love them. and then give them an opportunity to love back on us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today, oh God, hallelujah, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we magnify your holy name. We give you all honor and all glory, for you are God and God alone. There is none like you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us on today, oh God. Help us to remember those who are in mourning on today, oh God. Those who have lost their loved ones, oh God. Hallelujah. Through the terminal illness. Those who lost their loved ones, oh God, unexpectedly, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to remember those in mourning, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, as we lift them up to you, oh God, and we pray and ask that you would send the comforter, oh God, even right now, in the name of Jesus, send the comforter, oh God, to dry every tear, oh God. Send the comforter, oh God, hallelujah, as people lay awake, oh God, in the middle of the night, not knowing how they're going to make it, how they're going to figure it out, oh God, how they're going to deal with their children, oh God, or how they're going to deal with family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send the comforter, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as people reflect back on the memories of their loved ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as they go through, maybe I didn't do this, or maybe I didn't do that, oh God, or whatever things that they may be struggling with, even in death, oh God. Send the comforter, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that would whisper to those, oh God, who have the resources and the financial means to come alongside those who are in mourning, in the name of Jesus. Send the comforter, oh God, that would whisper to those, Heavenly Father, that are in Christ, oh God, to give encouraging words and words of encouragement, oh God. For the word says, Heavenly Father, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send the comforter, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that would just wrap the loving arms around those who are in mourning, to wrap the loving arms around the children, oh God, to minister to them in the midnight hour, oh God, to minister to them, oh God, as they see pictures of their loved ones, to minister to them, oh God, hallelujah, as birthdays and holidays pass by, in the name of Jesus. Send the comforter, oh God, to strengthen them when they are weak, oh God, for your word says, let the weak say that I am strong. So we speak strength to all those who are in mourning right now, in the name of Jesus. And God, on today, help us to be mindful, oh God, that tomorrow is not promised. Help us to be mindful, oh God, not to take this day that you have made for granted, oh God, but to use this day for your glory, oh God, to use this day, oh God, to tell those that we've been fighting with or bickering with, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we love them, to tell those, oh God, who have mistreated us or misused us, oh God, or demeaned us or lied on us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to tell them that we forgive them, in the name of Jesus. Let us be mindful on today, oh God, hallelujah, that one day, hallelujah, we will all stand face to face with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be mindful, oh God, that for every act, every deed, and every thought, oh God, we're going to have to give an account to, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and we're not perfect, in the name of Jesus. And your word says, oh God, there is no one righteous, no, not one. And our righteousness to you is but like filthy rags, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But the word also says, hallelujah, that even though you forgive, oh God, would we sin anyway? Do we continue to sin anyway? Hallelujah. God forbid, in the name of Jesus. So God, help us to rise up and quit thinking that we got tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next year, hallelujah, to get it right. For the only thing that we have right now is this very minute, this very second, this very hour. God, help us to be mindful how we choose to spend our time, who we choose to spend our time with, oh God. Is it for your glory or is it for our pleasure? Is it for your glory or is it for our pleasure? Is it for your glory or is it for our pleasure? Is it for your glory or is it for our pleasure? In the name of Jesus, oh God, let our life be for your glory, oh God, and not for our pleasure. Let our life be for your glory, God, and not for our pleasure, in the name of Jesus, because this life is only, hallelujah, for a season. The word says, but our life is but a vapor. Oh God, that's a quick amount of time, oh God, but we're trying to get to eternal life. So God, let it be for your glory. Let everything we do be for your glory. How we interact with our spouses, oh God, let it be for your glory, oh God. How we interact with our children, let it be for your glory, oh God. How we interact with people on our jobs, oh God, let it be for your glory. How we interact, oh God, with the stranger, hallelujah, let it be for your glory. How we interact, oh God, with those who have a little less than we do, oh God, let it be for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, convict us for the things that we've done for our pleasure, the things that we've done because of our pride, because of our selfishness, because of our arrogance, oh God, and in some cases, oh God, even for our ignorance, oh God. For some of us don't even know what we do. We don't even realize the cost, oh God. Hallelujah. But help us on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, let it be for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.